Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 17th, 1986. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, Our Lady's blue lights are beginning to cascade back and forth, and they are traveling at a very high speed, which makes it urgent that Our Lady appear this evening, because she has something to tell the world that is so urgent that I know that Satan did everything to keep me from coming here this evening. I don't feel very well, but I know as soon as I see Our Lady, she will give me the strength to carry on. The lights are growing brighter now. Now, high up in the sky, over our heads, I see now a circlet of light, but it's bordered by a golden circlet. It's small now, but it's opening up and growing larger. Oh, how beautiful. Through the circle of light, I see Our Lady. Our Lady is coming down. Oh, I feel better already. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. Oh, she has on a white gown, pure white gown, and a white mantle. And all about the mantle, there's a narrow border of gold. The gold is brilliant. It's flashing now as Our Lady looks to the right and left. Now behind Our Lady, there is a large golden globe. And I see that it's turning into a white globe. No, it's not a globe now. I know it represents a host. Our Lady has now right behind her a huge host. Now Our Lady is pointing up for me to look over to the right side, her left side. Oh, I know who it is. It's Michael coming through the clouds. There are clouds there all about the trees. But Michael is coming forward, and he doesn't have the balance this evening. He has something golden in his hands. As soon as he gets a little closer, I can see what it is. It's become enlarged for my sight. Oh, St. Michael is carrying a chalice. It's a very large, golden, beautiful chalice. And Michael is now nodding yes. He's looking over to Our Lady. Our Lady is standing at Michael's right side. Now, Michael is very difficult to describe. He is so huge, a real warrior of heaven. But I cannot see his features. There's something about Michael that his features are unexplainable, like the spirit. But he does look gorgeous. His hair, I do see. His hair is a golden color. That is why Our Lady named him Golden Boy. Now Our Lady is whispering something to Michael. Michael has come over to her, and she's pointing now down to me, and Michael is nodding his head. Now Our Lady is turning to me, and she says, "Pause one moment, my child. I have a very important mission for you. That is why I brought you here this evening. But first, I must bless these multitudes of wonderful souls that have come this evening to honor my Son in the Pentecost and the Father and the Holy Ghost." Now Our Lady is moving over to her right, that's our left side, and she's taking her rosary from about her waist. Our Lady had it on her belting about her waist, and she's taking the rosary now, and she's holding the crucifix up like this. She's over, directly over on our left side, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over to her left side, and she's moving very daintily. I just noticed Our Lady has on beautiful slippers. They look like golden threads, but on the edges of each toe, by her toes, her dainty feet, there are rosettes, golden rosettes. Now Our Lady is moving over to above her statue, and she's raising the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Michael is standing there. He looks quite stern. I don't know just what is passing between him, but he is waiting for Our Lady's signal. Our Lady said to Michael, I heard her say, in one moment, your anxiety, Michael, I can well understand. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side, which would be her left side by the trees, and she's looking down and she's smiling dutifully. Oh, I can see Our Lady very clearly now, and I don't hurt anymore the way I did when I first came and arrived here. I feel well again. Our Lady is making me feel much stronger. Thank you, Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is nodding to Michael, but she's crossing across the sky now until she's directly over her statue. Now she is placing her first finger to her lips. My child, I know you are in wonderment of why Michael is holding the chalice with anxiety. I must tell you, within the chalice in Michael's hands are the hosts collected from throughout the world that had been discarded by the faithless. I have asked that my son's body be protected upon earth. But many clergy now have cast aside my warnings from heaven, and his body has been placed and thrown on the floors and into the water fonts of many of my son's churches throughout the world. My child, I ask this of you this evening. That is why I requested that you do not eat. I ask that you accept my son. You will do heavy penance for the world in the coming months, my child. But you will accept my son for the world. I want you, my child, to raise your heart to heaven now and beg forgiveness to mankind from the Eternal Father. My child, you will now receive one of the hosts taken from the water fonts. Oh, my God. I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess with all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. I beg pardon for all those priests within Jesus' church who have cast aside their major roles as saver of souls. I ask God to forgive them and give them another chance through the messages given by her mother, Jesus' mother Mary, going throughout the world at this time. I beg that her pleadings with mankind can actually factually turn them back to the eternal Father and use his plan, his method for salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, you will be seated now, my child. I wish that you would take now 3 photographs. Yes. Yes. Three photographs, my child. You will read them, but do not give the meaning to a soul. Not one soul must know. It is most urgent. My child, now we must continue. Even in your debilitated state, we must continue with an urgent message to the world. In the past few months, my child and my children, much has happened within your country and other countries of the world. There have been earthquakes, floods, and also a nuclear disaster. Know now, my children and my child, that this is not the end of suffering for mankind. Because of the fact that my message has reached many, but not all at this time, there is evil now brewing within the world that is heading for the Third World War. In my desperation, my child, I have even entered upon other countries to try to stop the evil among men, the evil of murder. Murder, whether planned or accidental, in accidents that are not accidents. Now, my child, you have been much concerned about my appearance in another country, Egypt. Yes, my child, you do not understand all. Saint Damiana is a Coptic Orthodox church, my child. And I must say, though my heart grieves because they are not with Rome at this time, they will join in the future, that at this time, the only thing that eases my heart is the knowledge that they have kept the faith as they know it. In that church, my child, the Coptics, which are few in Egypt, they are devout. They do not rush through the service of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where my son daily gives himself to you. They are few in number, but devout. I must tell you, my child and my children, that they have suffered persecution throughout the years. I came there this time, my child, to try to draw together those about them who seek to persecute them, the Muslims and others, the Arabs. This is going on throughout the world. You see, my children, Satan always says to divide is to conquer. But I do not want to see the world in chaos and a Third World War. That is why, my child, I brought you here this evening, though I knew that your strength was waning by this afternoon. There is only one recourse for mankind now to avoid a Third World War. That is more prayer, more penance, and more sacrifice for sinners. Those who are keeping the laws of the Eternal Father must remember that they have been given a special grace from the Father and have an obligation to seek out the souls who have not received this grace. Bring them the light. Show them the way, for they are wandering and they can be seduced in nature by others who are not in the light. Your example, my children, is very important. This I can tell you because we are much grieved as we look into the hearts of the mothers and fathers throughout the world. Not many are in the light. Families are disintegrating. The state of marriage is becoming nullified. Now it is fashionable in the United States and many nations of the world to discard the sacrament of marriage and to live together in sin. This, my child and my children, cannot be tolerated. Man must come back to the laws of his God or he will be destroyed. There will be in your country, the United States of America, a similar disaster as in Russia. Know that this can be avoided if you pray more for your leaders. For in their haste to build up armaments, they deceive the world in saying that these armaments are being really cut down or discarded. No, my children, they are being stored and added to day by day. You see, my child and my children, we allowed the disaster in Russia. It was to try to awaken Russia into coming back to the fold. They are creating much chaos throughout the world, and for this reason, we must bring them to their knees. You must pray for your Holy Father, the Pope. There will be another attempt upon his life. Yes, my child, though he means well, it would be best if he discards his habit of going to and fro. For it is upon one of these journeys that he will be destroyed. You will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the world. So few now are reading our messages from heaven. They think that they have found the solution, but they must remember this, that Satan is loosed upon earth now with all the demons of hell, and they will do everything within their power to fight the plan of heaven for the redemption of mankind. Redemption, grace, and peace will only come to man when he returns to his God. My child and my children, I wish that you make it known to your countrymen in the United States and Canada and all the nations of the world that we cannot tolerate the murders of the unborn. This is a sacrilege of the most foulest manner in the eyes of the Eternal Father and shall be punishable by death. My children, more young souls sent upon earth by the Eternal Father have been destroyed in the past years since the passing of lax laws by your government. More young souls have been destroyed than in many world wars. Therefore, we say unto you now, and I plead with you as your mother, to turn back from your life of sin. Sin has truly, my children, become a way of life in your nation and the world. And the Eternal Father says he shall not allow this to continue much longer. The hourglass now is beginning to run. I see now a huge hourglass, and there's only one grain of sand, but it's beginning to pass through. I see Michael now with his chalice and his hand raised over the hourglass, and it seems to be suspended in midair. Our Lady now is motioning with her hand to her lips to listen. My child, I want the world to know that Michael is the guardian of the highest heaven. You must also tell the priests within my son's church that they must return Michael to his rightful place as guardian of the church, or they will be subjected to terrible trials. What has happened to nations throughout the world through Russia shall happen to the United States and Canada. Russia, my children, is not entering where you can see them. They are infiltrating now into every side of your nation, north, south, east, and west, on the outer fringes and the inner fringes. My children, much of the evil now that is spreading in the United States and Canada was promoted by these men and women of Satan, known as communists, who have been allowed to enter not only into your country and the countries of the world, but also into my son's church upon earth. Yes, my child, I want you to let the world know that our seminaries were not pure. Many had entered for this very day to try to destroy the faith and the church of my son. You must know that the Eternal Father will not permit this. The world is fast hurtling to a baptism of fire. My child and my children, can you not go back and read and reread the messages from heaven given to you throughout the years? I, as your mother, have traveled to and fro, hinder and yon, seeking to bring my children back to the fold. For every soul that is lost, I pine, and I sigh, and I cry, and my tears fall upon you, my children. My tears fall upon you. Our Lady now is crying, and her tears are falling upon us. Now Our Lady is pointing up, and high in the sky over her head, there's a large ball with a black cross on it. That means suffering. I know that means suffering for the world. We are in for additional chastisement. Our Lady is now nodding her head yes. My child and my children, if you could receive the knowledge from the Eternal Father of what is fast coming upon you, you would spend your days and your nights on your knees. All who have been given the grace to be a part of the legions of heaven must go forward in these latter days and do everything they can to bring the world back to the Eternal Father. Yes, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances. I realize, my child, that it is almost 16 years since you accepted our request to go forth as a beacon of light in the darkness. Now I know that your heart is lightened, that the Eternal Father has sent through the years many other beacons of light. It has made your road easier. I know, my child, you thank him every day for this blessing, but it is the plan of the Eternal Father. Many graces shall be given and increased in the days ahead. The world shall know the power of the Eternal Father. Satan is loosed upon earth, but he knows that his time is growing short. Therefore, he will make a concerted effort to destroy those who are not in the state of grace so that he can take them into hell. That is why, my children, you must always wear a medal, your armor about your neck. And the best armor of all is the scapula, the rosary, the Saint Benedict medal, and also your newest armor, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. My child and my children, I tell you this because you cannot do without any of them. At this time, all armor is needed for the fight ahead. As I told you before, my child, you cannot understand the ways of the Eternal Father. So many deaths in the Mexican earthquakes, so many in the floods, starvation, sorrow, murders, all this was known and burdened the heart of the Eternal Father for years. He knows what lies ahead, but we also know through his words, through the Holy Ghost and Jesus, his Son, that one day he will return and restore this earth. However, many saints shall come out from this conflagration. Saints who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. I cannot, my child, give you your request of last week of the date, but you will keep those photographs that I gave you, and you will know the date. But you must promise me now that you will not reveal this either by mouth or by writing. I promise, Blessed Mother, I won't reveal it. You see, my child, if you give dates, others will run to come back to the fold. But as soon as the danger passes, they will go back to their old ways. We must have a complete redemption, not just a temporary state of goodness. For it is a selfish reason that does not reach out and give to the Eternal Father what he asks, your love, your compassion, and your willingness to help him in this crisis. I will continue, my children, to go throughout the world. The Eternal Father is much pleased with the manner in which you have given out the messages to the world. Know that we do not expect you, because of this compliment, my children, to slacken your pace, for it must increase, because the time is growing short. Pray for all sinners. Pray for those who run the governments of the world. And above all, remember to pray for the Holy Father Pope John Paul II in Rome, for his time is growing short. Now, my child, you will take more photographs, and my son shall join me. He has a most urgent plea to the world. There is pink coloring all about the trees just above Our Lady's statue. Oh, the color is beautiful. I call it pink, but no human words could describe the colors from heaven. Even a paintbrush could never pick them out. But just in the center of the sky, I see a round circular ball, and it's coming towards us. It's turning bright red. I know it's a globe of the world, and it looks like it's all on fire. It's a horrible thing. I can feel the heat, and I can taste the smoke. It's a horrible thing to see coming through the sky. It's a large ball. Oh, I think, I can't stand the heat. Oh, it's scorching. Oh, now it's going back into the sky. Oh, it was most frightening. Oh, now they're over by the trees on the right side. Jesus has been standing. The ball was so luminous and so frightening, I didn't see him coming through the clouds. There are many clouds above us. It's like dense smoke, still the smoke from that large ball. That must be the ball of redemption that Our Lady always speaks of. Even at home, she tells me of the ball of redemption coming closer. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's coming over now. He was standing by the trees. The pink lights are now glowing again. They give a beautiful cast to his face and also his garments. Now Jesus is moving across from our right side, and he's coming directly across above the statue. He's looking all about him and nodding. Jesus has on a burgundy cape, and his tunic, his gown, looks like it's made of some kind of hemp. I can't explain the material, but it's something I don't think I saw that type of material before. But it's a beige color, kind of rough-looking type of material. And Jesus has about his waist a belting made from some kind of skin-like material, like leather, almost like leather. I don't know if it's leather, but it looks like some type of animal skin belting. And now as the wind is blowing, I can see that Jesus is wearing sandals, brown sandals. They're open at the toes. There are two straps across the foot, the bottom of the foot, and one strap by the ankle. Jesus is raising his foot a bit. He's smiling. He's very amused at the way I'm describing his clothes. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's moving over now to his right side, high across the sky. No, he's coming down now. Jesus is coming down near the trees. Now he's raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning towards his left, and he's slowly floating. He doesn't walk like we do. He just seems weightless, and is carried like on the wind. He's going slowly across the sky and looking about him. Now he's turning. He's just above the statue, and he's turning towards the people, and he's raising his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over to our right side, which is his left side, and he's moving over slowly. He's looking all about the grounds and over the heads of the people. Now he's raising his hand out very much in front of him, as though to reach over the whole crowd and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now I notice Jesus is starting to move back towards the center of the sky here, the opening in the sky. I say opening because as Jesus was blessing the multitudes here, the sky started to open, and coming through are people. I think they're angels. I'm not sure yet. They're dressed in white gowns. No, they're human beings. Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew. Oh, yes. Jesus said they are St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, and St. Matthew. And Jesus is nodding yes. Now he's coming across the sky, and he's standing, he's nodded to them. They're coming down closer. I do notice they have a similarity. They all have beards, and they have long gowns on. And Jesus is now touching his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, yes, they are some of the few who have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb through suffering upon earth. You know, of course, my children, that to follow the road to heaven, they had to be martyred. But they left upon the earth a legacy for all, the book of life and love, the Bible. I wish that all homes have a Bible within their doors. I say within their doors because these children that they are raising must go out into a world that has been given over to Satan. The Bible must be ever before them, for it is their true guide to redemption. My child and my children, many punishments have gone by unnoticed, and many more shall be given. I say this with a heavy heart, because daily the prayers of the multitudes reach us, asking forgiveness for those who have sinned. My child and my children, I must tell you that they have a free will and conscience. I know that all who hear my voice now and read this message are doing all they can to restore the earth to what the Eternal Father calls a bit of normalcy. For the world has gone crazy with sin. Is that not true, my child? Sin has become a way of life among many. Now, I ask you, as children of God, all who hear my voice, to continue a constant vigilance of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. Many more disasters are heading for your country, the United States, and the world. Russia, being an atheistic country, my children, Russia, you cannot believe what they tell you, nor what they print in their tabloids. Russia has but one plan, to capture the whole world. They will do this without heart or conscience. Therefore, know that I ask you again, as your God in the Trinity, I ask you to contact the Holy Father through pen or prose or the written script, to contact the Holy Father and beg him to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. This has not been done, my children. That is why, as time goes on, until that grain goes through the hourglass forever, that is why you will undergo great suffering. My child, you have to understand that the human body is frail, but you will suffer no more, no less than the Father expects of you. We have asked for very many victim souls in the world. They are necessary in the plan for man's redemption. I would not question, my child, the reasoning of the Eternal Father, for he is your God and knows all, sees all, and will do what is best for you and mankind. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's looking over to St. Mark, St. Luke, and St. Matthew, and St. John there. And he's whispering something to them, but I can't hear it. I guess I'm not supposed to hear it. I can't hear it. It sounds like the rustling of the wind, but he's talking to them. Oh, I see now. They're holding up what looks like pens. They're very strange-looking pens. They look like a feather with just a point on the end. And they're writing, each one of them has a book. And they're writing in the books. Now Jesus is nodding. You have taken that correctly, my child. That is the manner in which the book of life and love was written for you. I say for you, because it was to be established as the cornerstone of my church. Let us say that, my child. The cornerstone of my church is the book of life and love that you call the Bible. You will now, my child and my children, continue with your prayers of atonement. And you, my child, shall take more photographs, because there is much that cannot be revealed at this time. And I will call upon you again to return to these grounds. You will be given the stamina, my child, and I assure you, once you reach the grounds, you will be able to continue your mission from heaven. Now Jesus is raising his hand like this again, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my children, now. Now it's growing dark in the sky. It was so lighted before, it's difficult to explain the brilliance of the light. Even coming out of the saints, the glow, the light, without heaven's intervention, I'm certain that my natural human eyes would be destroyed from the light. But this is something that's beyond words to explain, that the light is more brilliant than 100 suns. And yet, the beauty of it holds you transfixed where you don't actually feel it. I'm certain without heaven's intervention, I would have no eyes, because it was like looking into another world, but so beautiful. And I notice now, and I wish to be known to all, that this light also emanates from Jesus and Our Lady whenever they appear here. And I'm sure that should we all be graced to enter heaven without much suffering, even if we have to go to purgatory perhaps a while, God forbid that we should go elsewhere, but should we go to purgatory, we can always think of the day when we too shall enter beyond the veil into that beautiful light. Now it's growing dark. And you know, the circle of light is closing up, just as though it's becoming smaller and smaller. And I can't see now the saints anymore. They are behind now, the curtain, like a curtain that has been drawn over them. And now Our Lady is coming forward again. She's touching her lips. My child, we are not leaving. We remain here all evening until the last soul has left the grounds. My son and I are here. Some will see us and some will not. The day will come when all will see us. Continue, my child, now with the prayers of atonement. You must join them.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 17th, 1986. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.